listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Right now, you can lease a 2017 Blue Cruise from only $138 bi-weekly at Lakewood Chev. President CEO of the Eskimos, Len Rhodes, joins us. Len, did you try to negotiate to have the season start earlier so the Grey Cup would be earlier?
That's always going to be the hope. If it's not sooner, it'll be later. It'll be at some point.
So now, with this Grey Cup, what do we expect different potentially from 2010, if anything?
Well, hopefully we're not going to make things different that worked well in 2010. And that's, when you look at the track record of Grey Cups that are hosted, we're still held in very high esteem across this country. 2010 was one of the benchmarks that came along. It sold out in 6 days, a record that still holds today. And, of course, when you have that many people at Commonwealth Stadium, it's just it's going to be one big party. But it's also all the festivals that occur leading up to the game. So it's Grey Cup week. It's not just the single day as you know it, but this is going to be spectacular. Combined with the fact that it's the 40th anniversary at that time of Commonwealth Stadium and the 70th year of play of the Edmonton Eskimos, we had to host in 2018.
So what went out so well that that's now the standard, the 2010 Grey Cup here in Edmonton?
Well, it was a strategy of pricing to make sure that everyday fans can afford a ticket. And I think that was one of the keys to success. Tickets at that point back then started at $98 and went up into $200 range. And looking at 2018, we're holding as tight to that as possible. Season seat holders are going to be able to buy tickets starting at $99 to $299, and that's compared to recent Grey Cups, that's a very good strategy to sell out the building and to sell it out fast.
Now, I noticed today, if you're a season ticket holder this year, you automatically are going to be at the front of the line to buy tickets before anybody else. Now, what if you buy season tickets for next season? Is it the same, or is it only for 2017 season ticket holders?
Yeah, basically... to keep it simple, if you want to have a specific seat for Grey Cup, you can guarantee yourself that seat by having the season seat this year and next year. There's no better way to make sure that you know exactly which seats you're going to get by having your own season seat. So season seat holders will at one point, if they want to tick the option to have their Grey Cup tickets, it's going to be the exact same seats that they have. After that, you're not sure what seats you're going to have. So there's no better way. Have your season seat. By having your season seat, if that's the one you want at Grey Cup, you will be guaranteed that's the one you have. Therefore, you're at the front of the line.
Now, Len, outside of the game itself, you mentioned Grey Cup week, of course, is big. Do you work at all in conjunction with the spirit of Edmonton in your city, or because they kind of function on their own, they do it on their own? How are those type of things going to be unified in 2018?
Oh, we're surely going to reach out to the spirit of Edmonton. There's no doubt that we want them to be involved and play a key role. Gosh, when we're at Grey Cups on the road, one of the highlights is always the spirit of Edmonton. Other cities put on their parties, but nothing comes close to what the spirit does. And you even have fans from the other eight teams that come to see what's going on with the Edmonton's party room. So we're going to involve them big time. And while we're at an arm's length in terms of the relationship, is they are an independent association, but obviously they exist because of the Eskimos. And gosh, that represents fun. When you think Spirit of Edmonton, that equals fun, good times, and people having a beer, being able to banter, but always doing it in the real positive spirit. So we love those guys. But also there's a lot of letters of support leading into our bid that we received from various entities like the EIA, the airport, the Chamber of Commerce, EEDC, just to name a few. And they all came together and said, we want Edmonton to get this. And then, of course, our two levels of government, the City of Edmonton and the Province of Alberta, they've stepped up and they're supporting Grey Cup 2018.
You know, there's been a bit of a new life brought to the downtown area. Will there be more or some events that are led to be downtown as well out at the big stadium?
Yeah, it's a good one, Jason. Obviously, the people are downtown, and you want to be where the people are for some of these things. So Most of the festivals we hope to will take place closer to the downtown area to take advantage of the fact that people then can just walk out of their workplace, the office, and come straight to a festival. So we're going to do that as much as possible. Of course, working with the city of Edmonton to see all the availabilities, but also working with the local hotels.
Len Rhodes, President CEO of the Edmonton Eskimos, joins us. Now, Len, I know a few years ago when you had the FIFA Women's World Cup, there was some talk about expanding the facility with some new rooms on the south end. Will there be any changes or upgrades to Commonwealth between now and Grey Cup 2018?
Yeah, I don't expect there to be major changes to the structure itself. There have been a lot of capital investments in the stadium. The power ring last year, Wi-Fi a few years ago. In terms of the seating arrangements, it's pretty well what you see is what you're going to get. For Grey Cup, actually, the capacity in 2018 is going to be just around 56,000. And this stadium is a beauty, and it can host some of the bigger events, and that's where we had a major competitive advantage because there was a true bid system for 2018 for hosting the Grey Cup. And our facility is one of the competitive advantages that, in this case, was used to our advantage.
Len, we got a text question coming in here for you. I'll read it off, asking, will there be any plans to change or to remove the track around the field?
There's no plan. So again, we don't own the stadium. The city of Edmonton owns Commonwealth Stadium. We are the primary tenant. We pay a rent to the city each year. There's certain things that are beyond our control. The track is a major endeavor. If anyone wanted to ever redo that, you're talking a significant sum of money to remodel the whole stadium. There's nothing in the near future, and certainly not before 2018, to address the track itself.
Now, what about AX? Is it? Do you, as the host committee, do you decide who plays for Grey Cup halftime, or is that done by the CFL?
No, it'll be probably led by the CFL in this case. And this for Grey Cup 2018, a lot of what we do is going to be in partnership with the CFL league office as well. Now, we, of course, we have we're here all the time, so we understand what our fans are looking for and the local things. But the league has a key role to play on decisions, including halftime. But they're not going to do it in isolation. They'll be speaking to our marketing group and taking it from there. So there's a lots to be planned in terms of the details. I'd characterize that the last 10 months, we really spent a lot of energy and time in putting the actual bid together. Today was the official announcement that we're going to be hosting this in 2018. And now going forward for the next, year and a half, we're going to be looking at how we execute this at 100% because we have a really good benchmark that we actually established in 2010 as a club. And we're trying to improve on that, but doing things that we know worked and then bringing a different flavor for 2018 that we can continue being seen as the city that really, really puts the best party together.
Saturday afternoon was a beautiful day, Len, so I took the family and my three kids and myself went down to the Eskimos fan day. And I thought it was a really cool experience. So when I really enjoyed, my kids are running around trying to get the face paint, all that stuff. But the practice, I mean, I thought seeing the guys practice and then the autograph session after, I mean, was it a success from your side? Because from what I saw, I thought it was a great interactive experience.
I'm glad you're here, Jason. Actually, in the now going on 6 years I've been with the club, it's the one that I also preferred. But I preferred because it allowed our fans to get right down to field level.
Right.
If you're in the kids club after games, you have a chance after a game to go down the field to meet our players. But this was a rare occurrence where fans can go right down to field level, interact with the players. And there's, key highlights. Odell Willis having kids on his shoulders. Mike Riley tossing the ball to fans on the sidelines. I saw Tony Washington in the bouncy castle before the practice with some of the kids. And I'm surprised it's still functioning given his weight. But the players were having fun. And it allowed our fans to really be up and close. Something that we take pride on league-wide, but especially as a community-owned team. I think we had probably at least 1,000 people more than we've had in the last 4 or 5 years. We estimated 3,500 to 4,000 people on Saturday, and it was really fun. I'm glad you and your family enjoyed it as well.
Why did it take so long for you guys to have it at Commonwealth rather than at Clark?
Oh, you know, great question. I think the thought was that it's going to look like there's not enough people in such a big stadium. And actually, we learned that if you have everyone down a field level, actually, there is a great buzz. So now that we've tried it, we're going to do it again. But that was, I think, the concern was, is Clark Field right-sized for this fan day? Would going to Commonwealth Stadium be a leap forward? That's a bit too much for us to chew on, but it proved to be very favorable. Most of the feedback I had firsthand on Saturday was extremely positive. I did run into someone in our team store, though, this morning, retail, that said they preferred it at Clark Field. Everyone has an opinion on that, but I think overall, the vast majority say if they were to do it again, they would hope that we would come back to the brick field at Commonwealth Stadium.
Len, we appreciate it, and we'll see what happens between now and 2018 Grey Cup. I expect it to be a pretty quick sellout.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, this is a great thing, and one thing we've never done in our history is to host and win the Grey Cup at home. That would be the ultimate dream, so let's all shoot for that.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.